Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Suvedi Tech Weekly. Hello PSB developers, the latest version of PSB Storm 2025.1 is here and it's looking pretty sweet. You can expect better support for PSP stand annotations, which means code completion will understand those fancy array typings. Also, managing your .env files with nested variables should be a breeze now. Are you setting off Yux debug? It just got way easier. PHP Storm can now grab and install it for you automatically. Plus, the folks at ZBrains are now officially taking care of those handy Yux debug toggler extensions for your browser. If you are a WordPress developer, PHP Storm will now automatically figure out where your WordPress files are. And get this, all the cool ZBrains AI features are now free. That means unlimited AI-powered code completion and even local AI model support. Finally, if you are using beta version, the terminal inside PHP Storm has been revamped and now uses the standard window file dialogs. So yeah. Upgrading to PHP Storm 2025.1 sounds like a good move for a smoother and more productive coding time. I'm a bit tired. It's already a Tuesday night. Let's talk about Ansible, the tool that has been quietly running the world server while everyone else argues about which cloud is best. What is the Ansible superpower? You tell it how you want your server set up, like folders, users, firewalls, etc. And it make it so, using simple YAML files and good old ASHH. If things are already set up, Ansible just nods and moves on. If not, it fixes them, no drama. There is a huge community behind Ansible, and with Ansible Galaxy, you get a tons of ready-made plugins to handle almost anything. Linux, Windows, cloudy stuff, you name it. Sure, sometimes the file structure is a bit weird and you might have to Google things more than you had like, but it is still way better than writing a bunch of messy silly scripts. Ansible signs for managing your paid servers and automating every task. But if you want to manage your entire infrastructure as code, tools like Terraform and Packer are now gold standard. Still, for quick, reliable automation and huge ecosystem, Ansible remains a must-know tool for any sysadmin or DevOps pro. Remote hiring just got a lot trickier. Tech CEOs are warning that fake job seekers using AI and deepfakes are flooding the market, especially for remote roles. Imagine interviewing someone on video, great resume, perfect answers, but behind the scenes, it's actually a scammer using AI to fake their face, voice, and even their entire work history. This is not science fiction. Companies are already catching applicants whose video does not quite match their voice, or whose resumes are packed with all the right keywords but are completely made up. Some of these fakes are so convincing, they have slipped through multiple rounds of interviews and background checks, even landing jobs at big firms before being discovered. Why do they do it? Some just want a paycheck they don't deserve, but others have more dangerous goals, like stealing company secrets, installing malware, or sending money to overseas criminal groups. In one case, hundreds of North Korean spies used stolen identities to land remote tech jobs and funnel their salaries back home. Experts say by 2028, one in four job candidates could be fake. The solution? Companies are turning to advanced AI ID checks and video authentication tools to spot deepfakes. But as the tech gets better, so do the scammers. So don't be surprised if in-person interviews make a comeback. In today's world, even your next coworker might just be a really good AI. Stay sharp out there. Is AI making us lazy? Hey, ever notice how asking AI for help just feels amazing? That's not a coincidence. Your brain actually gets a little hit of dopamine every time an AI gives you a fast answer. It's like a mental high five. And the more we get used to that quick fix, the more our brains start saying, why struggle? Just ask the bot. Before you know it, reaching for AI becomes second nature, even for the easy stuff. Remember when we actually used to remember things? Now with answers just a click away, our brains are outsourcing memory. Little by little, those why bother moments add up. And the mental muscles we used to flex, yeah, they start to fade. But it's not just memory. When AI gives us instant answers, we skip the part where we actually think through things. Problem solving, critical thinking, those are like brain push-ups, and we are skipping the gym. And here is a wild one. Sometimes we trust AI too much. Like if GPS tells us to drive into a lake, we are like, sure. That's called automation bias. And it's getting sketchier as AI starts making bigger decisions for us. So next time you are about to let the AI take over everything, maybe take a second, give your brain a little workout, because honestly, the best upgrade out there, still a sharp mind. Big news from Mark Zuckerberg this week. He says social media, as you know it, is basically over. Remember when Facebook was all about seeing your friends' updates, like we started dating or we had a party? Now these personal posts are getting lost in a sea of celebrity videos, news clips, and AI-generated content. In fact, Meta's own numbers show that people spend much less time looking at friends' posts, down to just 17% on Facebook and only 7% on Instagram. Zuckerberg admitted this shift during a big antitrust trial, saying Facebook and Instagram are now more about entertainment and learning what's happening in the world, not just connecting with friends. Social media has turned into regular media, lots of content, but less connection. With TikTok, YouTube, and even AI-generated posts everywhere, all these platforms are starting to look and feel the same. The future? Even more AI content and maybe less of the social part we used to love. So if your feed feels less personal these days, you are not imagining it. Social media really is changing. And even Zuckerberg says the old days are gone. Bye-bye from Madhusudan's Mobility Tech Weekly. See you next week.